Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. Are you someone who gets stressed out easily? Do you tend to focus on all the little things that aren't going right? Stress can lead to not only emotional but physical health problems, and it can be very damaging if you let it consume you. Make sure you keep listening as we talk today about how to decrease your stress and maintain a level head. So don't go anywhere.
Hello, Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is sing, all right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hey guys, welcome back.
So this is
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose.
Of
we know daily dose of inspiration. You're listening to
Mormon Channel Daily.
Did that sound good?
I've never really been one who gets stressed out easily. For the most part, I try not to take life so seriously. But there have been a few times in my life where I have gotten so stressed out that I've caused myself physical damage. And I remember one of those times was when I started a new job. I was working at a very well-known place, and there was a lot expected from me. And I was new, and I was in a whole different ballgame. And I felt that there was a lot of pressure for me to get stuff done and to prove myself. So the first couple of months, I stressed myself out so much. I could feel it in my body, and it wasn't even like just at work, but it was like once I got home from work and when I was trying to sleep, all I could think about was this job. And one day I realized that I had a rash all over my skin, a really, really bad rash. So I went to the doctors and they checked it out, and my doctor told me it was a stress rash. I was so stressed out that I'd caused my body to break out in this awful rash, and that only added to my stress. So after that, I realized, okay, I need to take it easy. I had to tell myself that it was okay if I messed up, that it was okay if I couldn't do everything at once. For the sake of my health, I had to find a solution to my stress or it would control me. Now, one thing that I did also learn was that stress isn't a bad thing. A little bit of stress is good. It helps you, it encourages you, and it pushes you to accomplish things and feel the need, you know, I need to do this, I need to get this done. And it can be a positive thing. However, if you're constantly stressing out about things, especially little things that don't matter, or to the point where your body is being affected by it in a negative way, then it's time that you find a solution to decrease that stress and learn how to cope with it. My husband is someone who can get stressed out very easily, and not about everything, but mostly in social situations like crowds, traffic, having to wait in line. Those kind of things stress him out. So one thing that I found that helps him when we're out and about and I see that he starts getting stressed out, is that I distract him from that stress. Because it's stress that really isn't needed. It doesn't need to be there. It's not going to affect us in a positive way. It's just going to make him ornery. So I try to talk to him or ask him questions or share with him an article that I read. And I notice that it helps him not pay so much attention on the unnecessary stress. One thing that might also help you if you're someone who gets easily stressed, or if you just feel stressed and need to let it go, is to exercise. Physical activity is your best friend. And I don't mean go out and run 5 miles, because that would cause me even more stress just to think about it. Maybe that's not something that you enjoy doing. It doesn't have to feel like exercise, but just go out and do some form of physical activity, like go for a walk, go play tennis, mow the lawn, go to the pool and swim some laps. Get some of that adrenaline going. When you exercise, you produce endorphins, and endorphins help you feel happier and less stressed. Find a physical activity that you enjoy doing, and if you're ever feeling stressed out, go out and do that. Sometimes we might feel stressed out, whether at work, at home, in our church callings, and we might feel it's because we just don't have enough hours in the day to do all of it. And I totally get that. I understand that that can be stressful. But sometimes it's not about having enough time. Sometimes it's just that we don't know how to manage our time. We either sit around without doing anything productive, or we take it to the other extreme where we're trying to do everything for everyone and we can't say no and we feel like we're losing it. Learning to manage your time can be key in decreasing your stress. So one thing that you could try to do is to make a list of all the things that you need to do, all the things that you'd like to accomplish, and list them according to priority. Decide what things need to be done today, what things can be done next week or next month, or just when you have some free time. Decide what things need to be done by you. What things can you delegate to family members, to your spouse, to your children? You don't have to do everything on your own. And I think sometimes we cause ourselves stress because we feel like we have to do things. Don't have the mindset of, if I don't do it, it won't get done right. Delegate your responsibilities and let others take control sometimes. Manage your time and decide what things need to be done right now and what things can wait. Not everything has to be done right now in this second. When I was living at home, I would come home from school or from college and not really want to talk to anyone. I just wanted to go in my room and be alone and stress out about homework or studying or boys or whatever was going on. And I noticed that when my mom came home from work, she always wanted to talk. And she wanted to talk about work and her friends and her personal life and about us. And she wanted me to talk about all those things with her too. And sometimes, not gonna lie, it was kind of annoying because while my mom was more open and talked about everything, I was more reserved and liked to keep things to myself. But I realized that the reason she talked about things, about everything, was because it helped her cope with her stress. She had real problems, like we all do. She definitely had more stress on her as head of the house than I ever did. And for her, the best thing was to be open and talk about it instead of keeping it all in. Sometimes the best thing that you can do is to talk to somebody about it, to open up. Don't keep your stress in thinking that you have to fix everything on your own, that you have to do everything on your own, and nobody's going to understand. Just talking to someone about how you feel can be helpful. And sometimes stress can cloud our judgment or cloud our vision of how things really are. And so when we talk to someone, they can help give us more clarity or help us put our problems into perspective. Even though I just listened to my mom, because to be honest, I was just a teenager and I didn't have any answers, listening to her was enough for her. And sometimes I could give her feedback that perhaps she couldn't see for herself. There might be times also that you may need to seek out professional help, and that is just fine. They're more trained and have more expertise in knowing how to help you cope. The thing is, Heavenly Father didn't send us down here to just be this big ball of stress. He wants us to enjoy life, to love one another, to have joy. Think about the things that are stressing you out. Are they unnecessary things in your life? Are they things that in the long run won't matter? And if they're not, and they are important things, find a healthy way to cope. Organize your life a little more. Take control of the problem. Try and get more sleep. It's little things that you can do to avoid causing your body so much stress. Let us know what you're doing to help control your stress. Leave us a comment below or send us a message on Facebook. Thanks for listening today, guys. We will see you right back here tomorrow.